talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start with a Rittenhouse trial. We've been hitting that every day, as we should. As we should. Give you an update. The jury recessed yesterday about 4 p.m. They still couldn't come to a conclusion. One of the jurors asked if they could take home jury instructions. Court said they could, but told them they can't discuss them with anybody. So everybody got to take home the jury instructions. What's obvious to me is that there's some kind of division in the jury right now, not necessarily irreparable, but what constitutes self-defense and what doesn't when a guy like Rittenhouse, you know what frosts me? Look, guy like Rittenhouse, a piece of evidence that has been excluded from the jury is that a couple of weeks before he shot two men and almost killed the third, he had said on a video that he wants to take violent retribution against vandalism, as he put it, by the Black Lives Matter people. Then he goes up there and he certainly does. He kills two people. Huber sees Rosenbaum shot and killed. And he's unarmed, Huber is, but he runs towards the active shooter with his skateboard and tries to swat the gun away. And what? Rittenhouse says it's self-defense to then kill him? That's ridiculous. All of this is ridiculous. But it's going on. One of the jurors, there was an issue. I don't know if the juror actually had asked for it. But the prosecution asked that the jurors not be permitted to bring home their notes. In other words, their notes would stay in the jury room, and the judge granted that request at all. So the jurors are going to take home their instructions. You know, they're, I forget, 30-some-odd pages of instructions, quite a few of them, and they can study them, and then they're going to talk about it again today. Two anti-Rittenhouse protesters were arrested. One of them had a history. He was charged with bail jumping, which means he was arrested somewhere else and skipped town, and battery and resisting arrest. The other one with resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. That happens. One of them body slammed a reporter, attacked a counter protester. Another development. The judge has barred MSNBC News from the rest of the trial to even come into the Kenosha County Courthouse. Why is that? Because MSNBC News apparently had hired a freelancer, and somebody allegedly at MSNBC News, some kind of a producer, not an on-air person, told the freelancer to follow the bus that was transporting the jurors to their homes. Now, the way this works is they're not sequestered, which means they're not stuck in a hotel room and forbidden to have human contact, but they are told not to discuss it. There's a prohibition against photographing jurors. You can't do that. If you're permitted in the courtroom with a television camera, you have to agree that you'll only photograph, video the judge, the witnesses, and the lawyers. And the people at, say, defense counsel's table, like Rittenhouse. You can video the audience. That's why they video Rittenhouse's mother. But you cannot video the jury. You cannot subject the jury to risk. And what they do is a bus is provided, and a bus takes the jurors to wherever they're going. They want to be taken home if they want to be taken to a remote parking lot for their cars, that kind of thing. And it's not hard to figure out their identities, but you cannot publish them or video them. Well, this clown, this freelancer, I mean, in fairness to MSNBC, which is a good network, this freelancer was told by this low-level producer, follow the bus. Now, I'm not sure what they expected out of that. If you're going to follow the bus to photograph the jurors when they get out of it, that is really a serious matter. If you're going to try to track them home and interview them in the middle of the trial, that's going to get you a, that could end up getting you a criminal charge. This freelancer clown was following the bus, and the bus went through an intersection. I think as the light was yellow, the freelancer went through it on red. He was pulled over for a traffic violation. When they realized what he was doing, they just cited him for running a red light, but they reported it back to the judge, and the judge has a sanction barred MSNBC News. Now, nothing really happened here. The freelancer did not photograph the jurors, did not find out where they lived and so forth, but you have got to have jury integrity. You have got to have jury integrity. This is a sad trial, but the really dangerous trials were El Chapo in New York and Islamic terrorist bombers in New York. And there the jurors are, there are even greater security measures for them. And the judge, they designated one judge, Kevin Duffy, federal judge, who agreed to handle all these cases. And they got him a home in Southern Connecticut, and he had round the clock security. You have people who will try to interfere with our process. That cannot be permitted. This was a stupid thing for MSNBC to do. Fortunately, it was resolved okay. Well, there are plenty of clowns running around Kenosha, either demonstrating for Rittenhouse, against Rittenhouse, and their sentiments are not clownish. They have a First Amendment right to do it, but I'll give you an example of a clown. There's a man named Maserati Mike. I'm not kidding. That's what he calls himself, Maserati Mike, who walks around with a long rifle. And he walks around with a long rifle. And finally, the cops in Kenosha went up to him and said, put that away. And he complied. He complied. But people were kind of curious, who is Maserati Mike? Well, it turns out he has a bad history. Maserati Mike is a former Ferguson, Missouri police officer named Jesse Klein, K-L-I-N-E. He finally admitted it. Jesse Klein. And you remember the killing down by the police in Ferguson. He was on duty in the various protests that followed that killing, Michael Brown. But he was fired by the Ferguson, Missouri police force. Why was he fired by the Ferguson, Missouri police force? Why is he roaming around Kenosha calling himself Maserati Mike with a bullhorn and a dog on a leash and a long rifle? He was fired by the Ferguson, Missouri police because he had a girlfriend. She dumped him and went with another guy. He goes over to the other guy's house with his gun. And he points his gun at the other guy, and the other guy starts arguing with him, and he takes his gun and pokes the other guy in the chest with it, with his gun. He's an officer. That's a felony. That is assault. If he hits him, it's battery. It's a couple of other things, too. You have to understand something. Just because there's concealed carry, and some judges have said there's open carry, if you point your gun at somebody, even kidding around, it is a crime. Do you understand that? If that is reported to the police, you will be arrested. You will have a criminal conviction. And depending on the circumstances, it could be a felony. Don't do it. Learn to respect a gun, to know how to use it, to know gun safety, and to know that if you point it, you have to intend to pull the trigger. Just think about that. You don't point it just for the heck of it. So Maserati Mike, down in Ferguson, Missouri, got fired. He was very, very lucky. A judge dismissed the charges against him, but only because the girlfriend and the guy who had the gun poked at him refused to cooperate. So there were no witnesses. So the idiot the idiot Jesse Klein got fired in Ferguson, Missouri, and he had a little time on his hands. So he figures, okay, I'm Maserati Mike. I don't know if he has a Maserati. Maybe he does. He certainly has a long rifle, a bullhorn, and a dog, and he comes up here roaming around. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen is they are going to deliberate today. They'll start at 9 o'clock, presumably, same time. They'll sit there. At this point, after 3 days, I suspect from experience that there are various lines of division in the jury. And that does not mean they can't be reconciled, because there's something like five charges. And I don't know if it's on all charges. I don't know if it's only with respect to one individual who was shot or killed. By the way, there was a comparison in the video done by Channel 12 News last night that I looked at. They put up the so-called fuzzy video and the other video. The defense is full of baloney. I couldn't tell the difference. You can always enhance the video if you want to. The defense is grasping for straws. I think Rittenhouse will be convicted and should be convicted. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.